Nolte, one of two lawsuits against Lizzo dismissed. By John Nolte on September 2, 2026. Two devastating lawsuits filed within a month of one another in 2023 dropped the bottom out of Lizzo's career. One of those lawsuits has just been dismissed entirely. The dismissed lawsuit was filed in September of 2023 by Asha Daniels, a wardrobe designer and stylist on Lizzo's 2023 tour. Daniels claims she was the victim of racist and sexist harassment, along with fat phobia, disability discrimination, and an overall hostile work environment. Watch, Lizzo brings drag queens on stage to protest Tennessee legislation banning drag shows around kids. Daniels' lawsuit against Lizzo personally was dismissed the following year. Daniels' lawsuit against Lizzo's touring company, Big Girl Touring, was dismissed Monday. The judge ruled that the claims failed to meet the standard for a hostile work environment under Title VII. Lizzo took to Instagram on Tuesday to celebrate her court victory. All the ridiculous claims by a wardrobe assistant who worked on tour for less than 3 weeks, including a claim they broke an acrylic nail, have been dismissed, read a caption as Lizzo stood silently looking relieved. It was all so shocking because I was being sued by someone who admittedly never met me. I prayed for the truth to come out and thanks to my incredible lawyers, the truth has prevailed. Daniels' attorney said in a statement to Billboard on Tuesday that the ruling appears to minimize evidence of a sexually charged work environment by assessing incidents too narrowly, rather than considering their cumulative impact. He added that we are considering appropriate next steps. The most serious lawsuit against Lizzo, filed in August of 2023, is still alive. Three of Lizzo's former backup dancers claim that Lizzo began inviting cast members to take turns touching the nude performers, catching dildos launched from the performers' vaginas, and eating bananas protruding from the performers' vaginas. Lizzo then turned her attention to Ms. Davis and began pressuring Ms. Davis to touch the breasts of one of the nude women. The fat shaming and weight discrimination portion of that lawsuit has already been dismissed. The sexual harassment case remains active. Lizzo has repeatedly denied all the allegations in both suits. What Lizzo cannot deny is what the lawsuits, fairly or unfairly, did to her career. Her most recent album, Bitch, sold fewer than 3,000 copies upon its release 2 months ago. In week two, only 650 units sold. This is an epic collapse for the multiple Grammy winner, who has hit the top of the Billboard charts and was selling out arenas. To be fair, separate from the lawsuits, this sudden career fallout might also have to do with Lizzo's behavior outside of what's alleged in the lawsuits. After all, she's been obese, gross, divisive, obnoxious, a hypocrite, and full of herself for years now. More recently, she turned her back on the body positivity movement by losing a lot of weight, weight she once claimed made her beautiful. Lizzo went full woke, and as many are learning in 2026, that does not sit well with the public.